This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
A man that each time we speak to him, the phone's just going to melt down.
Hence, we've locked the lines.
Yeah,
the lines
actually,
are locked.
That's just a flow on from 6 o'clock. But, you know, he's just that kind of guy. And whenever I see him, his brain's all over. He's just minds everywhere.
He's tall.
So much stuff is just happening at once.
And he's tall.
With this guy. And his name is Colin Buchanan. He's very tall. Good morning, Colin.
No, I'm making it. All right, so it's bacon, no bacon for you, and poached.
See what
no,
I mean?
You wanted poached
see.
Or
something? See what I mean? He's just...
He's busy.
Trying. Hello?
Colin, good morning.
My phone's gone off. Yeah, poached or scrambled?
No.
Scrambled? You're talking about my brain?
No, I didn't mean it to sound like that, but you just seem to be doing everything. You're everywhere.
Look, it's nice of you. Well, is that a compliment? I'm not sure. But I think if there are any salesmen out there, especially door-to-door salesmen or salespersons or sales humans, I think my door is the one to come to because I obviously have trouble saying no.
Oh.
So if you've got brushes to sell, new vacuum cleaners, come to my door. I won't be able to knock you back.
There it is. Well, you are a busy man. You must say yes to a lot of people saying, "Hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? Hey, Colin, can you do this? Can you do that?" Tell us about the tour that you got back from.
Well, I've had a couple of tours lately, which have been really, really positive. I mean, I was down last week in Canberra and then in Penrith just last week. But the week before that, I was down through the Riverina area. And, I mean, it's amazing. I went to two little towns, one called Jindera and one called Henty, and as well as Wangaratta and Wagga. But it was just wonderful being with people in the bush. And it's amazing you can go and do what amounts to a kids show. I mean, it's really a family show, and the community came out, hundreds of people, and it's lovely to play a part in those communities for the gospel, and to sort of share Jesus, but to also see the community gather and have a really positive time. And so I had a wonderful time down there in the bush. It's great to get out, you know, west of the divide.
For sure. As a country music artist, but also as an artist that can count backwards from 10 and rhyme and go ba-ba-do-ba-ba.
Can you count backwards from 10? Get out. Go on. Do it for
us. And then rhyme
us.
Words as well. There's
yeah, rhymes. Yeah. Hang on. I can count that backwards from 10. Hang on. I'm just getting Google.
Don't. That's how you did it.
Counting backwards.
That's sure, you did have to make
it's
a song.
Slow. It's too slow.
You did have to make a song to be able to do it, though, but that's all right. And the yeah, Baba yeah. Do Baba Man as well, that song will be with you, all that chant will be with you forever, I think.
I think you're right. And in fact, I'm working on a new memory verse album now. And I did think that if someone said to me, you've got to bring out a new Bible memory verse album every 2 months for the next 2 years, I think I could do it because I keep reading the Bible and finding more incredible verses. And I said, oh, that'd be a great one to put, you know, into music. It'd be a great one to lock into my brain and to other people's brains just using music. And I've used that in my men's Bible study. I go to a Bible study group and I've got them singing. I made a CD for them with memory verses we needed to remember. So it's a little bit bizarre. You got 40, 50-year-old guys driving along in the car doing the bar.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Colin, at what point did you decide this is just the path you want to go down, you know, just using your creativity and your musical talents, you know, to entertain but to also teach and help as well?
Well, look, it's a wonderful thing about, you know, following Jesus is you're never entirely sure exactly what twists and turns he might take your life on. And so I found my way into amazing places that I really couldn't have planned for. My wife's a careers advisor at Sutherland Shire Christian School, and she keeps, you know, we keep chuckling about the fact that, you know, you can give advice to people, but the way that the doors open is just so unlikely. So, I mean, I went to Cornerstone Community, a little Christian community at Bourke, and that's really, you would think, the last place you would go to start in the music industry. Although I must say, 2WEB is a little radio station at Bourke, and there's an awful lot of people scattered through the radio industry who started life in Bourke. So you can't sort of... underestimate the way the paths can take you. But, for, you know, I mean, I was writing songs in church and Sunday school. You know, Bar Bar I wrote to help remember memory verses.
Wow.
Just in Sunday school. And somehow it went from being something that I just wanted to do for our, you know, our little local church to something, you know, I got on Play School, got a chance to record in the country music scene, so I learned how to make records. And, you know, and now I find myself, you know, really traveling the world doing this, and that's quite, it is quite remarkable. I couldn't give, really give anyone advice other than, you know, follow Jesus, and, you know, he might end up, you know, helping you, you know, you might end up making records or you might end up cleaning toilets somewhere, but he'll never let you down.
That's cool.
And you're now considered an inspiring person.
Well, no, it's actually, somebody said, are you a perspiring person? And I do give a little bit of the body odor, and I said, yes, and next thing you know, I'm on this thing for Connect. The Anglicans in Sydney are running a program called Connect 09, which people may or may not have heard of, and they've asked a whole lot of people. Look, this is embarrassing. I know I'm on radio and I shouldn't admit it, but the list of people who are involved in these sort of breakfast and lunchtime seminars to help just share their story and share Jesus, you know, and how he's led them through their lives, and it's quite scary. I mean, have you got the list there?
Look, there's a guy who made the cochlear implant. I mean, that is full on.
I'm with the guy who actually did something useful.
The Steve Mortimer.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Bulldogs, that and also, yeah, cool, I mean, Jason Stevens. There's a stack of footballers, but there's a stack of really prominent Andrew Scipione.
Police commissioner.
Yeah, it's just, my goodness, this is a group of people coming together who really are inspiring. And don't knock yourself, Colin. I must tell you this little story. My 3.5-year-old, Lara, she adores you. And she's already named her soon-to-be new sibling, brother or sister. She said it's a brother, and she's named it Colin after you. Seriously.
Oh, there
she's going
you
around
go.
Telling everyone this child's name is Colin.
Wow. That's cool.
And how are the parents feeling about that?
Look, we'll be concerned if it's a girl. Colin doesn't really work for a girl.
I'd like you to meet my wife, Colin. That doesn't quite sound right.
But, you know, you've had a great impact on her, but not only on the children as well, but you really have had quite a big impact on a lot of people and adults too. And men's Bible studies with the Baba Do Baba. So it'd be definitely worthwhile coming along and hearing what you have to say at these events.
Well, look, I think it is going to be intriguing. And the aim is, I guess there are a lot of stereotypes about what Christians are like. And I think that the power of people's lives is being able to point to Jesus. And so they'll tell their story. But, the power is really in hearing that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And that's true for, you know, for their lives. And I think their stories will just, you know, help amplify that for people. And it's going to be I do feel quite privileged to be involved. I'll try and keep what I have to say to a minimum, and I'm going to do as much listening as I can, because if I'm with the cochlear implant guy, I think that's going to be gold.
I just like that we've branded him the cochlear implant guy. Yeah. Good on you, Colin. Thanks for speaking to us. Hey.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks, Aaron. And go well, you lot.
We'll try our hardest.
He's a good man, hey?
He is.
He's a humble man.
Absolutely.
Because really, there's so much that he could plug about himself, but he's like, nah, it's cool, just doing my thing.
Perspiring people coming soon.
Perspiring people. But I would make that list.
Absolutely. I'm in there too.
The shirt that I'm wearing today has a permanent yellow stain.
Oh, good. No. Under the too armpit. Much. Oh, inspiringpeople.com.au if you want to see where Colin is on, and many other great people as well.
Did I share too much?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.